Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with a Cattle on Feed surprise with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. In just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
Talking with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University. Dr. Peel, latest cattle on feed report is out from USDA. Maybe first of all, run down the numbers for us.
You bet. In March, we had marketings 98% of a year ago. Placements were even with a year ago, 100%. And we have an on-feed total for April 1 that's 102% of this time last year.
So with those type of numbers, what jumps out of you? What maybe, catches your eye?
Oh, I tell you, this report has a fairly big surprise in that placement number. The average expectation going into this was for placements to be down about 8% year over year. Even the upper end of the expectations of the list of analysts that I've seen doesn't come anywhere close to this placement number. So somehow or another, feedlots found a lot more cattle to place in the month of March than anybody expected.
And even though it's just even with a year ago, it is a big placement number given the number of cattle already in the feedlots, right?
Well, it is. It's a relatively large number. And again, large relative to the indications we had. So, I think you start asking then, how could this happen in terms of not anticipating this any better? I really suspicion that we're starting to see some drought impacts that are showing up in these numbers.
And that would be specifically the fact that people are running out of forage, running out of resources, and they're having to go ahead and send some cattle to town.
That's my guess. This is kind of puzzling on first glance. The biggest increase state level placements was in Nebraska, and they were up about 7% year over year. Texas was down. Oklahoma was down, pretty much in line with the pre-report expectations. Most of the auction data that we had going into this report indicated significantly smaller auction totals, and that was reflected in those expectations. I suspect what we're seeing is direct movement of cattle off of some larger ranch operations, places like Nebraska that are moving straight from a ranch into a feedlot. We don't always have a good indication of those until after the fact, and I think that might be what we're seeing here.
Based on what you see from the placement numbers, how will they sort out into this flow of cattle that'll be ready for market down the road?
Well, obviously, this is going to, keep some cattle coming through the pipeline. The weight distributions were relatively well spread out. It wasn't oriented particularly to heavy or light weights. So it's kind of middle of the road. These cattle are going to feed for, 170 days plus or minus. So there's going to be, plenty of cattle coming at us. One of the things that was in this report was also the breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. That's a quarterly number that we get. So April 1st, the number of cattle in feedlots was up 2%. The number of steers on feed compared to a year ago was up 1.8%. Number of heifers was up 1.7%. And, we've been slaughtering more heifers all year. Steer slaughter's been down. Heifer slaughter's been up. This says we've still got a relatively large number of heifers in the feedlots as well as steers. And it also makes me wonder if we're not seeing some heifers that might have been called replacement heifers in January when we got the cattle report that are now being redirected into feedlots because of the drought situation and lack of feed resources.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranch is proud to present their Grass Time sale coming up on Friday, April 29th. 600 head to sell on SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv and, of course, in person at the ranch in Yukon. 139 Angus Bulls, 12 Hereford Bulls, and a lot more will be offered. You can get the catalog at ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Grass Time sale, Friday, April 29th, 12 noon, Yukon, Oklahoma. Check it out, ExpressRanches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.